Hey, what's up, Divine Ones? It's Latoya Okia. Y'all come on in. Come on in, baby. Slide on in this thing like Eddie Kane Jr. Come on in. Come on in. So I just wanted to pop in real quick, bring y'all a quick message. I was actually out and about. Just left the dentist. And when I tell y'all, the whole left side of my mouth is just numb right now. So if I look like my mouth kind of hanging over to the side, or I'm talking kind of funny, or my smile kind of off, that's what it is. Okay, gonna get that quick disclaimer real quick. Y'all be watching the video, talk, what going on with Toya? Lord, we're gonna have to pray for Toya's face. I'm all right, baby. I just left the dentist. Okay, so y'all come on in. Come on in. I'm about to get ready to go and grab the kids, but before I do, I just want to pop on and just bring y'all a message. I told God that I would do more, that I would show up more, that I would be more present, that I would be just do more. When I was in Houston, Texas, God spoke to me the morning of the seminar as I was getting ready, and the night before the seminar. And Holy Spirit just began to speak to me, and he said, you got to do more. You got to do more. You got to show up more. You got to do more events. And God is not saying when he's saying do more, he's not saying you got to be running around like a chicken with your head cut off. But he was just telling me, like, in these little moments of time, like right now, these little moments of time that you have, he was saying to me to utilize that. Utilize that for my kingdom. The more we're available for God to use us, baby, the more we're going to see miracle signs and wonders in our life. The more we're going to see breakthroughs. So that's what God was speaking to me. He said, take them little moments of time where you would have just been driving, or you just would have been doing nothing, and use that. Use your gifts for my kingdom, baby. Because I hear the Lord say that when you do that, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Do you understand me? You ain't seen nothing yet for what God is about to do in your life. And I speak prophetically over each and every one of you, baby, that's watching this video, that's gonna come across this message. Come on now. I want you to lift your hands in the spirit, and I want you to say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Wherever you at, baby, even if you're riding down the road, take one hand and just lift it in the air and say, Lord, I receive this word today. I receive this encouragement today. I receive this motivation today. If you're in your kitchen, baby, if you're in your living room, you're in your bathroom, I want you to just stop what you're doing, and I want you to just lift your hands. Glory be to God. I want you to lift your hands towards heaven, and I want you to begin to tell the Lord, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I hear God saying, baby, that the season that I am ushering you into, the season that I am escorting you into, I just heard God say that I am escorting you into a season that you have been praying your life. You've been praying your whole life to come into this season. You've been praying your whole life to walk into your promised land, to lay hands on your stuff, to lay hands on your blessing. And I hear the Lord say, baby, that I am personally escorting you into your season. Ooh, I am personally ushering you into your season. Y'all know when you walk in the church building, God giving me a vision of when you walk into the church building and you are greeted by the usher. The usher tells you to come on in, come on in, come on now. They tell you to come on in, come on in. And then you looking around trying to find a seat. You can't find a seat. It look like it ain't no room for you. In your head, you like, oh my goodness, I might have to stand up. It look like it's standing room only in here. But the usher say, come on, come on, come on, come on in, baby. And the usher work their gift. The way they work their gift, they find you. Don't it seem like they find you a seat out of nowhere, baby? They find you a place out of nowhere. And I hear the Lord say that this is what I am doing for you. Come on now. He said, this is what I'm doing for you. He said, when you use your gifts for my kingdom, when you seek my kingdom with your whole heart, he said, when you turn from your old ways, baby, and you come on in, and you make Jesus Lord and Savior over your life, he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my Holy Spirit, and my Holy Spirit is going to inhabit this body. My Holy Spirit is going to teach you. Holy Spirit is going to usher you into your next season. And it don't matter what now devil got to say about it. Do you understand me? It won't matter what now person, what now spirit got to say. Because when God anoints you, baby, he don't call no town hall meeting. Do you understand me? When he anoints you, he ain't got to check in with such and such and see what they think about it and see what they got to say about it. Who am I talking to today, baby? When the Lord anoints you, baby, God say that's between me and you. And he said, I've been raising you up for a long time. This thing ain't just started between you and God, baby. This thing started when you was in your mother's womb. It started before your moment of conception. I hear the Lord say that I knew you and I ordained you. I sanctified you. Why are you trying to fit in when the Lord has called you to stand out? Who am I talking to, baby? Somebody put it in the comments. Say, I was born to stand out. Put it in the comments, baby. I feel the power of God out here in this truck today at the dentist's office. Do y'all understand me? Put it in the comments, baby. Say, I was born to stand out. Forget them folks. I can't be like everybody else. Ooh, I can't try to talk like everybody else. I can't try to walk like everybody else. I ain't gonna look like everybody else. And that's all right, because the Lord has made a lane just for you, baby. And I hear him say, stop trying to fit in when I have ordained you to stand out. And don't you worry about what these folk got going on and what they did, what they dealing with and what. Listen, you get your own personal relationship with God, baby. And I hear the Lord say, in the midst of everything that's going on, he said, I'm going to take you by your hand. Ooh, somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, grab my hand, Jesus. Ooh, take me by my hand, Jesus. Because that's what I hear him say, baby. Holy Spirit say, I'm going to take you by your hand. Ooh, and he said, I'm going to personally escort you into your season of abundance. I know it looked like it ain't no room for you. Just like when you go in that building, it looked like it ain't no seats available. It looked like it ain't no room for you. But I don't know what your Bible tell you, baby. But my Bible tells me that a man's gift, a man's gift will make room for him. Do y'all understand me? And it says that it will bring him before great men. There are some gifts that the Lord has placed on the inside of you. Ooh, the devil think you ain't gonna get no room, baby. He think you ain't gonna have no seat at the table. But I hear the Lord say, because of the power that I have put inside of you, because your anointing that I have put on your life, listen to your daddy, baby. He said, even when it wasn't no seat in the building, he said, my Holy Spirit is gonna usher you in that thing. And when everybody else sit around looking to my, where she going? Where she think she going? Where he think he going? Ain't no more seats in him. They ain't doing nothing else in him. They ain't giving out no more blessings in him. Come on now. I hear the Lord say they gonna watch you be elevated. They gonna watch the Holy Spirit usher you into this season. And even when they said it wasn't no good men left, come on now. Even when they said it wasn't no good women left, even when they said it wasn't no more money to be made in life coaching businesses and stuff, it wasn't no more money to be made in whatever business you starting. I hear the Lord say, watch me make room for you. Come on, baby. I hear him say, watch me make room for you. He said, watch my Holy Spirit, baby. He said, I'm going to usher you right on in that thing. I hear the Holy Spirit say, come on in, come on in. And here is your seat right here. You can sit down. You can have a seat. Ooh, somebody put it in the comment, baby. I got to go. But put it in the comment, baby. Say, have a seat. Have a seat. And when you sit down, I see you sitting down like this. Women of God, I see you sitting pretty. Y'all know how you sit pretty, how you prep your shoulders up, you fix your posture. Come on now. You roll them shoulders and sit back, and then you look around, look, you prop your hand up like this, and you look around just to smiling. Good morning. Good morning. How are you? I am wonderful. I am blessed, baby. I am a divine one. How are you? I am chosen. Women of God, I see you sitting pretty. Come on now. Men of God, I see you sitting with honor, baby. I see you sitting with respect. I see you sitting on your throne, baby, because the Lord say that I am the King of Kings. And he talking about you, baby. Men of God, it's time to take your rightful place. Ooh, it's time to take your rightful place in the kingdom of God, baby. I speak over the men today in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree that the enemy will not have you. Women of God, come on now. Play this for your husband, baby. He might don't want to hear it. He might say, turn that off. I don't want to hear her. You listen to her too much. But I hear the Lord say that the spirit that's on the inside of him. Come on now. God said, I'm doing something with the spirit on the inside of these men, baby. I hear the Lord say, play it for him, baby. Play it for him. Men of God, I speak prophetically over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Come on now. Women, I speak over your husbands right now in the name of Jesus. I speak over your fathers. I speak over your sons. I speak over your uncles, your brothers, every man that's in your life, every man that's in your bloodline. And I declare and I decree today, the Bible says that if we decree a thing, come on now, it says that it shall be established unto us. And I decree right now in the name of Jesus that every man under the sound of my voice, you are taking your rightful place in the kingdom of God. Glory to God. I hear the Lord say, when the man get in line. Ooh, he said, when the king get in line, baby, everything else gonna fall in line. Ooh, everything else gonna move behind the man. Do you understand me? Let me tell y'all something about the devil. The devil don't want men to get in alignment with God. Because when men start getting in alignment with God, baby, when that kingdom masculinity walk in the door, I don't care who it is, they gotta respect it. And they gotta submit to it. Do you understand me? So I speak over the men of God today. And it ain't that toxic masculinity that's in the world. I ain't talking about that. This is kingdom masculinity. This the type of man that you gonna wanna submit to. Glory be to God. I feel the power of God today, baby. I got to go. But y'all hear me when I tell you, if you ain't hear nothing else your coach told you today, listen to me when I tell you that your father is taking you by your hand. And he is ushering you into your season. I wasn't even going to talk about this. I was going to talk about something else. That's how I know this is God, baby. That's how I know the word meant for some people today. And I pray that that every single person that it meant for, that it find you today, baby. In the name of Jesus. I don't care if it's 20 years from now and you scrolling on YouTube. I pray this word find you today. Whenever it's meant for you, in the fullness of time, you're gonna receive this word. Women of God, don't be worried. If your husband don't receive it now, he gonna receive it soon, baby. You gotta let God do his perfect work. You gotta let God lead him and guide him. He might not come the way you came. He might gotta come another way. That's why you gotta pray. What we talked about last night on the live, you gotta pray and always hold on. Never give up. Never give up. Jesus told his disciples that parable to let them know that they should always pray and never give up, baby. Don't you never give up on your husband. Don't you never give up on your sons and your daughters. Come on now. Don't you never give up on the promises of God. Because God is ushering you into your season. I know what he's doing because he did it for me. When they told me that it wasn't no room. When they told me that I would never amount to nothing. Come on now. When they told me that I was just going to be another statistic. God said, woman, grab my hand. And he said, I'm going to lead you into a place that they said was impossible. He said, I'm going to usher you into your season. I love y'all so much. Meet me in Tallahassee, Florida, baby. We're going to be in Tallahassee, Florida on June the 7th for our next seminar. If you can get to that area, baby, let me tell y'all something. The venue that we have in the event at, it is so beautiful. This is one of my favorite places to go and just relax and rejuvenate and just revive myself. Listen, when you come to this event, you're going to leave rejuvenated. You're going to leave refreshed. It's summertime. The weather is going to be beautiful in June in Florida. I want y'all to make it there. If you can make it there, you're going to meet Kingdom Connection. Spiritual transformation is going to be in the room. Come on in. Come on in. Bring your journals. Bring your blue ink pens, baby. And we're going to be kicking that thing off again. Houston, Texas was fire. And Tallahassee, Florida about to be fire, baby. Go down below in the description. Click the link. Go to IamLatoyaOkeel.com and get your tickets now. I love you so much. God is ushering you into your season. Forget about what Al Delva got to say about it. They can't stop what God is doing in your life, baby. When God and grabbed you by your hand and God said, come on. He said, you better not be worried about now, devil. I hear him say, I got you. And I'm going to make a seat for you. I'm going to make room for you. Don't listen to these folks talking about it ain't no more left. It ain't no more room left, baby. Get your transformation. And God say, I'm going to grab you by the hand and I'm going to find a seat for you. And they got to scooch over. Come on now. They sitting up. That's my ain't. I don't know where she going. Ain't no more room in him. That's how the devil do. I don't know where he think he finna sit at. Ain't no more room over him. I hear the Holy Spirit say, scooch over. Get on over. Come on now. Because I'm finna make some room for my son. Oh, get on over, baby. Because I'm finna make some room for my daughter. Holy Spirit is personally escorting you and ushering you into your next season. Your season of abundance. Your season of healing. Your season of deliverance. Come on now. You've been crying out to God for a long time. I hear him say, baby, that I have heard your cries and I have seen your tears. And Holy Spirit is coming to usher you into your season. Hold on. Pray and never give up. I love you so much, baby. And I'll check in with y'all later.